This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation, a presentation of Concrete Builders Supply. Sandy McGee, the Interim Executive Director of Umpqua Valley Arts. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody out there.
How are the summer art camps for kids going so far?
Oh, man, Kyle, they're going so good. This week we've got Victoria Carnata out there, and she is doing incredible stuff. She's got a camp called Anything Goes, and she's working with the children, with the young artists in clay and plaster masks. All kinds of really incredible artwork is being made. And we've got, you know, we've got a total of 6 weeks of camp left, and we've got spots for young artists out there who want to come and do summer camp at the Art Center. It's been really wonderful. We've got incredible teachers, Kyle, wonderful artists who are teaching really amazing work for the young artists. And we've got 1 to 4. So in the mornings, we have a 9 to 12 session for the younger artists. And then for the older artists, we've got a 1 to 4 o'clock session. So it's for all the young artists out there who want to take classes.
And how did you get this all put together? I know that it was kind of, you were just sort of, well, can we do this? Do we wait? Do we it? And you were able to do it.
Yeah, we weren't sure what was going to happen, Kyle. We thought we might have to do virtual learning sessions online. But in some ways, you know, we just knew that parents really wanted their kids to have that experience. And we knew we had space at the Art Center that we could do classes outside if we needed to, or we could do smaller class sizes and still run the summer camps. And it's been really exciting to have people back in the building, Kyle.
Yeah. I bet after quite a bit of time now, if people want to get their kids signed up, you mentioned several weeks left. What's the whole process?
Yeah, they're going to go. They can call us at 541-672-2532, or they can go on our website at uvarts.com. And you can go to our youth education section, and you'll see summer camps there, and you can see the weeks that are coming up as we go along. And you can sign your young artist up at that point. But we've got some really incredible classes coming up. Morgan Krepke is one of our local creative artist. She's wonderful. And she's teaching from August 4th to August 7th, a class called Urban Farmers. And then after that, we've got a Paint Your Masterpiece that's happening August 11th through the 14th. So just to give you a taste of what's coming up, Kyle, it's going to be really exciting.
Wow. Now, what are the costs for these classes?
It's $100 for members. So if you're a member of the organization, you get lots of perks. And one of those perks is getting a lower cost to some of the classes. And then it's $125 for non-members.
And just pay online and all that?
You can pay online. You can give us a call, whatever you feel comfortable with. We welcome you.
Now, you've been doing a lot of other things behind the scenes, and I saw a note the other day about the new way to see the gallery shows.
Yeah, well, Kyle, you know, we've been closed, and we opened up for summer camps, and at the same time, we were putting up our membership show. Every year in July, we have a show of our artist members' work, and it really does celebrate their art, their practice, their art practice, and it allows us to see this work and the development of these artists in our community over time. And so, what we did was we opened up by appointment. So people can go to our website and you can go to current exhibits in the website and you can sign on and you can schedule a spot to come see the work. Now, if you schedule a spot, you can basically spend an hour at the Art Center. The whole place is pretty much yours. We have a limited capacity of 10 people that we're letting in at a time. And we have 4 time slots, one from 10 to 11, one from 11 to noon, one from 2 to 3, and one from 3 to 4.
Wow. And when does that start?
That started yesterday. So we still have spots left. So definitely go online, go to our website and sign up. We are filling up though. So we want to make sure that everybody can come in and see this show. And we want to send everybody to our website to go ahead and schedule a spot.
Talk about some of the things they'll see in the show.
It's amazing, Kyle. We have incredible artists, local artists here. We've got a lot of our members are artists that are working and you don't see their work until the members show. So you're seeing in this show pieces made out of clay, out of paper. You're seeing paintings, oil paintings. You're seeing acrylic paintings. You're seeing pastel paintings. Every kind of media really exists and in this particular show. And it's a really good time to see a wide variety of kinds of work. You know, from making something and drawing something or painting something realistically, all the way to abstraction. Actually, Kyle, it's all abstract because you're never really painting the actual thing. You're just painting an image of the thing. So it is abstract, even if you are doing realistic painting. But you can see every kind of genre in art in our galleries right now. It's a stunning show. It always is. And this year, even more so.
You know, I did some abstract painting once, but nobody could figure out what it was. It was, they said I should go back to math or something. And
hey, that's the point of abstract painting. It can be what it is that you imagine and not what anybody else thinks it should be. So, Kyle, you should get back to doing that.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's going to be on the list. So, for coming in and viewing the show, you go online, you get signed up. What was that like for people who did that yesterday?
You know, it was really special. I have to say, you know, we're a community arts-based organization. So with our doors closed, it's been really challenging for us. We really connect with our community through arts and culture. And so when the doors opened for the first time yesterday, I'm going to put her name out there, Judy Danielson. If you're out there, we love you. She came in and, you know, we couldn't give each other hugs, but it really felt like it was seeing each other for the first time in a really long time. And then being able to walk through, I'm a gallery director as well. And so I get to talk to people about the art and I know all of our members. So if people have questions, I'm there to support them and help them understand what might be happening within the work. And so it's the best way to connect with our membership. And we really, really love it when you come in. So it was special, to say the least, to have people flow in 1 hour after another. And really, you know, Kyle, what happens when you only have an hour and you have to schedule it is you're really looking. And I noticed yesterday that people were really going slowly. There was a reverence for the work, which I really love because I really treasure the voices of the artists who are speaking through their work. They're saying something that they couldn't say otherwise. And so it's really important to pay attention to that. And what I saw yesterday were people really appreciating what they couldn't have just weeks and months before.
You know, I would think in normal times, if you had an opportunity to come in and have the place for yourself for an hour, that'd probably come at like a premium cost. You know, that would be like one of those special things. That's like getting the restaurant to yourself or, you know, things like that. And yet people can do that now by just signing up.
Yeah, they can. And we do have a special feature happening right now, very much special, because Gallery 2 is our reception room. So when we have opening receptions, we have hundreds of people in there. And that room had not been renovated in, I would say, about 25 to 30 years. We just renovated Gallery 2, and it is something special. So when you do come in to see the member show, when you schedule your visit, make sure to walk all the way down the hallway to Gallery 2, where we do have some sculptures in there. We have artwork in there from the artist members. And you can see the beautiful job. We have new carpets in there. We have new paint. It's a beautiful room. And it's always been a beautiful room, but made even more beautiful by the decisions of the community that got together to really make it more special.
We keep hearing about all these projects people have been doing as things have been closed or they've been home more. Just another opportunity to use that, you know, to do that with the space.
Always improving the art center. And because people come to this building and they really treasure it. And so we are stewards of that building. And so what we're always thinking about is how we can improve it so that our community has a better experience when they come in. And so right now also, Kyle, we are also in the midst of renovating our clay space, which is our community facility where people come in and they can make things in clay. It really is the only place on our arts campus, I call it the arts campus, and we share it with UACT, is that where people can actually go and make work. Where at the galleries, you can see the work, but at the clay place, you can make it. And that place is open for our entire community to sign up for classes and to go in and do that. Right now, though, we're renovating the space, so we aren't having classes, but we do look forward to opening up classes again in the fall.
And if people want to get connected with all of this, get signed up for a tour, get their kids in a class, give them the website again.
The website is www.uvarts.com.
All right, Sandy McGee from Umpqua Valley Arts, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
840, News Radio 1240, KQEN.
Attention.